Dusty and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty, 9 o'clock. Flying by, man. Just absolutely flying by. Royals again, action tonight, 6:40 against those Buccos. Did you know that was the nickname for the Pirates? Mac Morey.
Did not.
Kay. You didn't? Do you know why it's called the Buccos?
No.
Because they're Pirates. The Buccaneers. The Buccos.
Gotcha.
Do you know why they're called the White? I'm kidding. So, Burns on Deck show tonight, starting at 5:30. Be sure you're listening to that.
Do you know why the Royals are the Royals?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I know the Chiefs are the Chiefs, but I don't know.
Tell me. I'm going to hate myself. Go ahead.
They're named after the American Royal.
Dang.
Do you know why the Chiefs are called the Chiefs?
Yeah, I do. And I just said I do.
Former politician, they called him Chief.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
Roe
yes.
Bartle.
So
he founded a hall.
Yeah.
Roe Bartle.
So we get into.
Well, they name the Royals the Kellys if they end up in Overland Park.
What? Named after the governor and it is Amazon Prime Day. Somebody says real quick before you get to start, Bench Cut, brought to you by Jace Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jace Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. We spend way too much damn money on coffee. Seven Brew, Starbucks.
Yeah.
They're getting a portable espresso machine. They spelled espresso. Espresso machine.
Probably voice to text.
And a cold brew maker, $200, which is $20 coffees I drink. So you knock out all your... I will say the espresso thing is, it's very nice, and I'm sounding contradicting because the Blackstone people will say, oh, you get a Blackstone, you use it for like the first month, you never use it again. Lies.
Lies. They use it all the time.
And I don't know about the espresso machine, but I do know that every Saturday I try to stay local and go to Whistle Stop Coffee in Lee Summit. I feel like if I had an espresso machine, that'd be my Saturday splurge. I'd get up, make it, because they say the biggest B about the espresso machine is having to clean.
Clean,
it's
yeah.
It's all those little fine parts, and then if one thing misses and whatever. But I definitely get down with the, you know, saving money and getting all that sort of stuff. So we'll start with the text.
I brew sun tea every other day to save money.
How many Lipton bags?
Five.
You put, five?
Yeah, you put five. You can buy a box of Hy-V tea bags for the same price as one cup of iced tea.
Okay.
Out. You okay. know? You go to a coffee shop, you spend $4.
Do you
on
cut
it.
Up lemons and put it in there with
nah,
it?
Oh, I don't okay. like lemons. I do oh, lime in my
lime,
iced tea.
That's right. Yeah. So the text line starts us off with a start bitch cut. They said Blackstone, grill, or smoker?
That order.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. Start yeah. the Blackstone, bench the grill, cut the smoker. Because I don't have a smoker. And I just, you've tried to convince me of this one.
I had our a 5-minute conversation with your wife.
I know.
About
like,
it.
I just don't feel like our family would utilize it.
And I even gave you the product. And you guys are like, these are some of the best ribs we've ever had.
I know.
I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
Don't give me credit.
I know.
Yeah. I would start the grill just because I'm stuck to it. I'd bench the Blackstone. Because I still think I use my grill more, but I...
Oh,
I
mean, you do?
But I use wow. them both. Like, it is both. Yeah. I mean, one night it's burgers and brats on the grill. The next night it's Phillies on the Blackstone. Then I'll go back to salmon on the grill. Then I'll go back to pork chops on the Blackstone. So, yeah, that's 50-50. But I think at the end of the day, if you did a poll on it, I'm probably... I'm probably 60-40 grill to Blackstone. Smoker I use maybe... 5 times a year,
yeah.
but it's worth it.
It
right?
is, yeah.
First Chiefs game, throw 2 slabs of ribs on at 6 o'clock in the morning. By about 3:30 when they kick off, boom, there you go.
See, I use the Blackstone about 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's even more than that. And I will say this. I'm glad Mac took my gas grill because it's reopened the charcoal grill for me. And I'm
there
using that more now.
Nice.
Now they complain, oh, it tastes like whatever. I'm like, look, I used the wrong charcoal because it was the only bag that I could find when I needed it. And it was like some hickory flavored and it really did have the flavor. I didn't think it would as much, you mm-hmm. know, so I got to get back to the regular charcoal.
But. There you go. And you're not going to I'd much rather use the Blackstone when it's 98 degrees outside. And you want something to eat as opposed you're still yeah. going to sweat your you know what?
Oh,
off.
Yeah, you're. Yeah.
We talked about it earlier with a snack wrap being released on July 10th at McDonald's, a version of a spicy and a ranch one. So I go with these wraps. Snack wrap, bubble wrap, Will Smith wrap.
Well, I'm going to start the bubble wrap. I'm going to bench the snack
Are
wrap.
Are you a popper with it?
Yes, because the bubble wrap will bring me hours of enjoyment. The snack wrap is like 3 bites and you're done. The bubble wrap will keep me occupied all day. And then Will Smith, like I said, he's getting worse with age.
Yeah, we would always get the bubble wrap. My mom would say, you've got 3 minutes. And then once the 3 minutes were up, she'd pull out. So we'd just sit there. or if you ever walk across bubble wrap,
oh yeah,
that's a euphoric feeling you can feel in your plums. I would start the snack wrap, bench the bubble wrap, and I don't need any more Will Smith rap. I didn't need any more Will Smith rap after the Men in Black song. That's his best one. Just retire there.
Yeah. Like the song Summertime comes on a lot now, and I'm just like, oh God.
Wiki Wild Wild West, Jim Rest, Desperado, don't want nada.
I'm the Will Smith defender on this show, I think. I'll bench him. I'll cut bubble wrap. I'll start the snack wrap.
Just keep my wife's name out your mouth. We go to the Royals. What you'd like to see continue or happen? Vinny, Sal, and Bobby stay hot. Cags all of a sudden lives up to the hype. Or Noah Cameron is a Cy Young candidate.
Okay, so I'm going to go Vinny, Sal, and Bob staying hot. I'm going to go Noah Cameron, Cy Young. And then I'm going to go Cags lives up. And the reason I'm going to go Noah Cameron and I'm going to bench him is because I want them to be able to trade Lugo for a bat. And if Cameron continues to pitch like this, then there's no reason you can't trade Lugo and get better where you are not good right now.
Yeah. I'm going to start Cags up to the hype because the one thing you need is an outfield bat. Why not finally have it be homegrown and it actually works out and the hype lives up? It would thrive for ticket sales. I was telling you earlier, his Bowman first chrome auto sold a month ago for $1,300. One sold yesterday for $685.
That's huge decline, bro.
Big decline in that card game, God. Which is a big, big focus.
But I still think, though, in order for this team to win, Vinny, Sal, and Bobby need to stay hot.
Yep. I'm gonna start the Cags. I'm going to bench the Vinny, Sal, and Bob because I think if just one of them or two of them can stay hot, then they could be fine. I know three of them staying hot would be immaculate. And I like Noah Cameron's story. I think it's great, but I think you have enough arsenal in your starting rotation that he doesn't need to be a Cy Young, right? He just needs to be Noah Cameron. I mean, 11 starts, 2.56 ERA. One of the best 11-game starts for Royals in history of the pitching staff.
I can't believe he's had 11 starts already, too, and he's still dominating. That tells you he's legit.
He's found it. I mean,
he's got 11 games in, dude.
He gave up a piss missile to Judge and Ohtani and then settled down after giving up both those home runs to those two superstars. Yep. He's faced Ohtani and Judge in his first year from St. Joe, Missouri.
I mean, he's been unbelievable. You can't now just say he's a blip on the radar screen at all. He is an 11-game starter in Major League Baseball. That is enough time for this league to adjust and to change, and he's adjusted right back to them. They have not figured out Noah Cameron yet. And you keep waiting for it. You're like, maybe this will be the day where the league, and they don't. And that's how, I mean, I'm telling you what, this guy has been a huge, huge surprise.
We go back to the text line for a start bench cut as we try to engage with you to stay relatable as possible in this conversation. They go start bench cut, Sydney Sweeney, Livy Dunn, or Jennifer Aniston. Tough for Bobby.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's OG Queens on this list.
Boy, and Jennifer Aniston just looks so good
she
every
did the
year
reverse
of her
Will
life.
Smith. She's gotten better with age.
Yeah, but she hasn't aged.
She went from Rachel to Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Better now.
Yeah, she does. She looks awesome.
Along
so I'm going to start.
Polly.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, for me, I'm going to start bench Livy Dunn, which is hard to do, and I don't even know who the third person was.
Sydney Brady.
I mean.
Could you imagine?
Well, Sofia Vergara, it's Sydney Sweeney, it's every girl the past week Tom Brady's just hanging out with.
Nobody is living a better life right now than Tom Brady. You cannot even try to say, oh, I think, no, nobody. There is nobody living a better life than Tom Brady is right now. He's making how many millions of dollars?
Tree Fitty for Fox.
Okay, he's got how many supermodels? He's got how many Super Bowl, like, my God. Take me now and recreate me as Tom Brady.
You can do that with a lot of Botox.
I won't have the football acumen, though.
Yeah, well, your balls aren't deflated. We go to jerseys.
I'm 48.
Baseball jersey, hockey jersey, NFL jersey.
For what purpose?
Wearing.
Wearing baseball, hockey, football.
The hockey jersey's underrated. It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Like my buddies in college had one that was a Mizzou and one that was KU because they had that, like, what was it? Face off. And I was so envious of those jerseys. I was like, that's really cool. But would I ever wear it? The baseball jersey is awesome because you can go shirt, no shirt, unbutton, button.
It's more of a shirt, you know, than the others.
I saw a lot of tucked in baseball jerseys.
No, you can't do that. Now, how many were tucked into cargo shorts?
Because
that's a lose leader right there, man. If you are tucking your jersey in, you're losing. If you're tucking it into the cargos, you're definitely losing.
We'll finish up with these two. We go to the Chiefs yards leader in receiving, Rice, Worthy, Kelsey.
Yep. That's the order.
That's the order?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want to see Travis Kelce in his last year as a football player lead this team in receiving yards, have like 1,100?
I said it a couple months ago. If that is the case, that is a problem. There's something very bad happened to
this
team.
I think he'll have over 1,000 yards and double-digit touchdowns, but I don't think he'll lead the team.
I'll bet you money he does not have 1,000 yards this year.
All right.
Great. Let's do it.
All right, you're down to lunch. Okay. No, you paid for my Chick-fil-A that one day, so you're all good.
Oh, yeah, we'll count that.
And then we finished with cheese dips. Because my buddy said he went to Jose Pepper's before the Chiefs or the Royals game last night. He's like, it's too hot to eat there, bro. We got to eat inside before we go to the game. White queso, the fake nacho cheese, or the spinaca dip?
Yeah, I'm starting with the espinaca, then I'm going with the white, and then I'm going with the fake cheese at the end.
Smash. I think I agree with those three.
Yep. Same here.
And then the last text one is Powder Blue, City Connect, or Royal Blue?
Royal Blue, City Connect, Powder Blue.
Okay.
Dang, out on the Powder Blues?
They haven't been good with the Powder Blues.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kind of just looking at the results here.
I'll do Royal Blue, Powder, City Connect. That's tough. Those are all great.
And the City Connect are going to be new next year anyway, I believe. So this is the last year, I think, of the Royal City Connects, when we'll have our second round of City Connects.
Last one is just for Bob Fesco, start, bench, cut, St. Louis, Columbia, Missouri, or any other city?
Any other city, I'll start, cut the other two.
That's right.